A bone marrow donation takes place at Arkansas State University on Tuesday in Jonesboro, and fighting blood cancer is as easy as getting your mouth swabbed. Colin Hall tells about the drive that's taking place for a close friend.
We have a drive April 10th in the Student Union Center, Spring River Room on the third floor from 9 to 4. I have a friend, Leslie Harris. Last year she was diagnosed with leukemia. 5 hours before she was due to deliver her baby, Samuel Aiden. She ended up delivering. He's fine. He's completely healthy. The doctors gave her 6 months to a year to live without a transplant. And we have been doing drives all over Arkansas, just trying to get her, find her a match. The latest on her, she's had 3 rounds of chemo. Doctors don't want to give her any more chemo for now. They say she has a 50-50 chance of her body just responding on its own. They did test her sister. Usually siblings have about a 30% chance of being a match. Her sister was only 8 out of 10 as far as genetic match goes, and we really need to get a 10 out of 10 match. So I'm still out there searching for a 100% match to give her a better chance to keep going.
Now, Hall says this drive could help Leslie or anyone else battling blood
cancer. Blood cancer is it's the second leading killer of especially children in the U.S., different types of blood cancers. And from these drives I've been doing, I've had mothers come in and say, hey, my daughter was just diagnosed with leukemia. I don't know what to do. We've had people come in and say, hey, I saved someone's life, last year, gave them a transplant. And we've had some good stories and some, heartbreaking stories, but it's a very common problem. And, I didn't know about it. Unfortunately, my friend had to come down with this dreaded, disease before I found out about it. And it's really educated me. So I'm just trying to spread awareness and learn about it too, because we all know about organ donation and plasma, but bone marrow was a whole new ball game for me. So I'm just trying to kind of get the word out.
And Hall says there have been numerous drives that have taken place across the state. More than 3,000 people have been swabbed so far. Hall says it's free and tells who can donate.
You need to be there are certain requirements that you need to reach. You need to be 18 to 55. You have to have a certain body mass index. And then if you have any medical questions, we have a medical book there. But most, the best donors are 18 to 25. They have the healthiest cells that really take to the other person's system. And that's why we're really targeting universities. We need to get those healthy people out there. Basically, you come in, go over the requirements, you fill out a form. And then we've got 2 swabs. You swab the inside of your left and right cheek 15 seconds. And you're on the national, it's actually an international registry, and you could save someone's life. The whole process takes 5, maybe 10 minutes at the most, and it's painless, and you eventually get a donor card. They send you through the email, and you're on the national registry. It's a real easy process, and we hope that people come out on April 10th.
And Hall tells how bone marrow is taken from donors.
If you are a match, which is a 1 in 20,000 chance, that the process is not as painful and invasive as it used to be. 70% of the time, they will take what is called peripheral blood donation. They will take it from the arm, like IV. Most donors just complain of boredom because they're sitting there for 4 to 6 hours, and they give you a protein shot or a couple of shots leading up to this to get the stem cell to the surface. And then most people, it's outpatient. Most people are at work the next day. If they have to go through your hip, they give you anesthesia. I mean, you're sore for a couple of weeks, but to me, that's a small price to pay for saving someone's life.
Now, the bone marrow donor drive takes place Tuesday, April 10th at the Carl R. Ring Student Union in Jonesboro from 9 to 4. More information is on our website, kasu.org. Click on events.